M74 recording length 14 minutes and 36 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 74 Spiral Galaxy M74, NGC 628, Type SC, in Pisces M74.jpg, right ascension 01, 36.7, H colon M, declination plus 15, 47, Deg colon M, distance 35,000, Cli, visual brightness 9.4, Mag, apparent dimension 10.2x9.5, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Pierre McCain, Messier 74, Million 74, NGC 628, as one of the nicest examples of so-called grand design. Spiral galaxies seen face-on, so that its spiral structure stands out conspicuously. With its comparatively low surface brightness, it is one of the more difficult objects in Messier's catalog. Situated in constellation Pisces, Pierre McCain found M74 at the end of September 1780. He reported his discovery to his friend, Charles Messier, who determined its position and included it in his catalog on October 18, 1780. It is among the first spiral nebulae recognized. Lord Rosse lists it as one of 14 spiraled or curvilinear nebulae discovered before 1850. This conspicuous spiral is a prototype of a grand design SC galaxy. It is classified in more detail in de Vaucouleurs' scheme as of type S8SC, i.e. a barless, therefore SOG, SC spiral without a ring structure S. Its distance may be about 30 to 40 million light-years. R. Brent Tully's nearby galaxies catalog has 32, as it recedes with 793 km/SEC. Then its spiral arms are about 1,000 light-years broad. They are traced with clusters of blue young stars and pinkish-color diffuse gaseous nebulae, HII regions, in color photos, and reach out to cover a region of more than 10 minutes of arc in diameter, corresponding to roughly 95,000 light-years, or about the same size as our Milky Way galaxy. The Webb Society Deep Sky Observer's Handbook gives a number of 193 known HII regions. The nucleus of SC Spiral Galaxy M74 is small and bright. The large number of HII regions and the pronounced spiral pattern indicate that star formation currently occurs vividly in M74's disk. These regions show up as bright knots in the UV part of the spectrum also. See the images from the Unit Telescope, Astro 1 shuttle mission. The remarkably symmetric appearance over the whole galaxy is probably caused by the global phenomenon of density waves sweeping around M74's gaseous disk, probably induced by gravitational interaction with neighboring galaxies. When gas clouds orbiting within the disk encounter such density waves, they are accelerated into the spiral-shaped wave crest, and then slowed down, so that they converge toward the spiral arm, advance the density wave. Moreover, collisions and mergers of neighboring clouds occur, which are thought to induce the observed star birth activity along the spiral arms. M74 is probably the chief member of a very small physical group of galaxies, which includes the peculiar Spabard spiral and GC 660, the peculiar SM galaxy UGC 891, of a mixed type between spirals and irregulars, and the irregulars UGC 1176, UGC 1195, and UGCA 20. For the amateur, very good conditions are needed to see more than this nucleus. But if they are given, suggestions of the magnificent spiral arms become apparent in telescopes starting at 4 inch. In telescopes of this size, the nucleus appears quite sharply limited. The diffuse Hessian model disk around it can be traced to a diameter of about 6.28. Numerous faint foreground stars are visible in the field around this galaxy. Larger telescopes show the faint spiral arms more and more clearly, and in large amateur instruments, 16-inch up, knots become recognizable within and between the spiral arms, which are foreground stars as well as star clouds and nebulae within M74's disk. Two supernovae have been discovered in M74. Asterisk Supernova 2002 AP was discovered in M74 on January 29, 2002 by Japanese amateur Yoji Hiros when it was at Mag 13.7. This type IB/C supernova brightened up to Mag 12.3 between February 5 and 12, 2002, and was classified as a hypernova. occurring when progenitor stars of at least 40 solar masses explode. Asterisk Supernova 2003 GD was found visually in M74 by Bob Evans on June 12.82 UTC, in the morning twilight at Australia as it was 13.2 mag bright, and already fading. This supernova was of type II. M74 can be found easiest from Hamal, Alpha Arietti. From this star, follow a line via Beta Arietti to Eta Piscium, Mag 3.5. M74 is about a half deg and 1.5 deg E of Eta PSC. This route is also particularly well suited in messier marathons. It may be difficult to find M74 under the slightest light pollution or other imperfect viewing conditions, as its nucleus is almost stellar, and the disk and spiral arms of considerable low surface brightness. It may help to locate the pair of sixth mag stars, 103 and 105 Piscium, about 1 degno of M74, and look up a pair of 10th mag stars, about 3, apart and oriented N.S. M74 is about 6, west of this pair. The nearby star Eta Piscium is a double, A, 3.7 mag, B, 11.0 mag, position angle, Pennsylvania, 19 deg, separation 1.0. Messier marathoners often miss this galaxy in the evening, as it stands near the border of the Messier free zone. In the sky, only globular cluster M30 is missed more frequently than this galaxy. The almost stellar nucleus has been erroneously catalogued as a star in the Bonner Durchmesserung by F.W. Argelander in 1860. Under the designation BD plus 15 deg 238, Messier 74 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre McCain at the end of September 1780. Messier, M74, October 18, 1780 74 1H 24 meters 57s, 21 D 14, 09, plus 14 D 39, 35, McCain, 21 D 17, 00. Plus 14 D 36, 00, nebula without stars, near the star Eta Piscium, seen by M. Kane at the end of September 1780, and he reports, this nebula doesn't contain any stars. It is fairly large, very obscure, and extremely difficult to observe. One can recognize it with more certainty in fine, frosty conditions. M. Messier looked for it and found it, as M. Kane describes it. It has been compared directly with the star Eta Piscium. William Herschel PT 1800 P70, SP2P43, September 20, 1783. I viewed the nebula between Flamsteed's 99th and 105th Piscium, discovered by Mr. McCain in 1870. M74 equals NGC 628. It is not visible in the finder of my 7 feet telescope, but that of my 20 feet shows it. October 28, 1784, I viewed the same object with the 7-feet telescope. It is extremely faint, with a magnifying power of 120. It seems to be a collection of very small stars. I see many of them, PT 1818 P448, SP2P600, the 74th of the Canisants. M74 equals NGC 628, 1783. 1784, 7 feet telescope, with 100 and 128. It's a collection of very small stars. I see many of them, 1799, 1801, 10 feet telescope. Several of the stars are visible. It is a very faint object. 1784, 20 feet telescope. Some stars are visible in it. The edges are not resolvable. 1805, 1810. Large 10-feet telescope, with 108. It consists of extremely small stars, of an irregular figure, a very faint object of nearly 12 minutes diameter. 1799, December 28, 40-feet telescope, very bright in the middle, but the brightness confined to a very small part, and is not round. About the bright middle is a very faint nebulosity to a considerable extent. The bright part seems to be of resolvable kind, but my mirror has been injured by condensed vapors. By the observations of the 7-feet telescope, the profundity of the nearest part of this cluster must be of the 243D order, but most probably a succession of more distant stars was seen in the larger telescopes. John Herschel, 1833, H142, H142 equals M74. Sweep 319, January 11th, 1831. Ra 1H 27 meters 34.8, NPD 75D4, 46, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, F, 5, with a brighter mass equals 1, in the center, and this again PSBM to a suspected asterisk, several VS Saint near, extremely faint, 5, diameter with a brighter mass of 1, diameter in the center, and this again pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle to a suspected star, several various SSMALL faint, stars nearby. Sweep 173, September 7th, 1828, Ra 1H 27 meters 34.8, NPD 75D5, 17, 1830.0, B, L, R, PGMBM, 90, DIOM, resolvable, bright, large, round, pretty GGRADUALLY much brighter toward the middle, 90, diameter, resolvable modeled, John Herschel, General Catalog, GC-372, GC-372 equals H-142 equals M-74, Ra 1H 29 meters 11.1, NPD-74D-55, 46.4, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, F, VL, R, VG, PSMBM, RR 11 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, globular cluster, faint, very large, round, very gradually, then pretty suddenly much brighter to the middle, partially resolved some stars seen, remark, woodcut diagram in Lord Rosse, 1861, Dreyer, and GC 628, and GC 628 equals GC 372 equals H142. Gain, M74, Ra 1H 29 meters 11, NPD 74D56.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, F, VL, R, VG, PSMBM, RR, equals M74 globular cluster, faint, very large, round, very gradually, then pretty suddenly much brighter to the middle. Partially resolved some stars seen. Remark. Woodcut diagram in Lord Rosse, 1861. Lick VIII photographs of nebulae and clusters, made with the Crossley reflector, by James Edward Keeler, director of the Lick Observatory, 1898-1900. Publications of the Lick Observatory, Volume VIII, 1908, Plate 4, The Spiral Nebula M74 Pisciam, P30. And GC 628, RA equals 1:31:19, DEC equals plus 15:16, 1900.0, 1074p42, and GC 628, RA equals 1:31:24.8, DEC equals plus 15:16:22, 1900.0, p45, number 4. And GC 628, 1899 October 31st, X4H00M, ENL 3.4, Top S, M74, Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lick Obs, number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC 628. RA equals 1:31.3, DEC equals plus 15:16, Messier 74 Pisciam, PUBL, Lick Obs, Volume VIII, Plate 4, nearly round, 8, in diameter, an unusually beautiful and symmetrical spiral, showing numerous almost stellar condensations, nucleus bright and small, but not stellar, 34 SN, content Karasyov says. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.